Welcome to The Clean Truth, where we like to call bullshit on the status quo.
What is up? Welcome back to The Clean Truth. I'm Don.
Two days in a row. Two in a row, baby.
Nice. The weekly episode of Bus Ben's Balls is going to be Bus Scott's Balls today, dude. What the hell is going on with that pant, like, shoe combo?
It's like lower calf to toe.
Are those Star Wars shoes?
Yeah.
Jesus.
We got a lot going on. You guys can't see it behind the camera, but we got a lot going on.
You look like a samurai warrior with slip-ons.
All they got to know is there's too much heat behind the camera, and we can't show it. That's all.
Stop it.
Camera guy got a new haircut. He's got some fancy shoes. He's feeling good about himself today.
Is that why you were 3 hours late today?
I got this yesterday. Thank you.
Pa-pow-pow.
Today's fake unofficial sponsor, Monster Energy.
Shout out to Monster and Rain for hooking us up.
These muscle monsters, they're pretty good.
You had mixed opinions on if you were going to like that or not.
The protein one?
Yeah. Rank it. Give it a 0 out of 10.
Or give it a 6.34.
There we go.
It's probably a really crappy blend of protein that's in it, so I'm going to be blowing dirt in the bottom of this chair by the time this episode's over.
But you got some caffeine behind that, at least.
That's what I drank it for. I'm getting protein and caffeine.
Boom.
I'm just going to have the bubble guts when I'm done. Yeah, it's going to be nasty. All right, guys, for real, we don't have sponsors on the show. I had a guy ask me, he's like, do you really have sponsors on the show? No, we don't. And honestly, we don't market the podcast, really. So I don't really do this too often, but I'm going to do it. I'm just going to ask everybody, if you're listening, share the podcast. You know, we don't put a lot of money behind it. That's on me. I don't really do this podcast to make sure that we get ranked or anything like that. Although we probably should, but it's more of a fun thing for us to do here at the office. And it's starting to gain traction. So I'm just going to start asking everybody, you know, if you enjoy it, you know, share it, leave us a review. If it sucks, message Scott, tell him that it sucks.
If you really like it, subscribe. That would help.
Yeah. So, no, we don't have sponsors. We just, you know, we like shouting out products and things that we like and things that we do. So it's pretty cool. Truth or dare? Got a good one. The truth is, what is your worst vice? Now, I know what mine is. I don't even think about it.
Cheese pizza.
Wow.
Perspective.
No, I chew. I mean,
yeah,
I quit chewing and hadn't had a dip in probably 8 years. And then just recently this year, for whatever reason, I picked one up and now I can't have a glass of bourbon without a dip in my mouth. I just can't do it.
Man, I mean, you've been around me a bunch. What do you think mine would be? I mean, I'll go off the rocker on a cheat meal, I think. Like,
I think your vice when it comes to your diet is the worst. You don't eat, dude.
You're saying, like, I'll go in stages where I just, like, fast?
No, I just think that you're, how do I say this? You eat like a girl.
Sometimes.
All right.
You're working me too hard. Got to have more off days.
This week's dare, this was a good one. I know it ain't going to get done, but I thought it was funny and we'd get a good laugh out of it. Guy said, Ben needs a Kleenex tattoo.
Man. I don't know who that came from, but if they knew Pam or Bill, they would understand that probably ain't happening. They love you. They love Yvonne.
Well, you know what Mama Pam is not going to like? She is not going to like this episode. If you've been following me on Instagram, I started doing this little thing called Don't Be an Asshole, and I think it was almost a week ago now. And what made me think of it was somebody had put something up with George Carlin. And when I was a carpenter, we used to listen to stand-up comedy during the day on the radio. And Carlin was always our favorite.
Yep.
And he did this bit that was called Free-Flowing Hostility. It was 24. I don't know why he had 24, but it was 24 things that really pissed him off. And they were funny as hell. I remember most of them. But I was like, that'd be pretty funny to do. Because I can take comedy in a different direction and just, you know, lash out about different pet peeves and shit that pisses me off. So I made a couple days into it, but I was like, you know, this would make a really good podcast. Instead of going 30 days in a row on Instagram with 8 slides a day that people are just going to freaking flip right through. So
break them down.
Let's do it in a podcast. And if it, you know, 2 episodes, maybe break it up so we don't take an hour of bitching and moaning. But so day one was the trash can. That was the first one I did. And it's just a pet peeve of mine. If you walk up to a trash can and you're an asshole and you set something in the top of it, like you're trying to play Russian roulette to see if it falls over or something,
Jenga,
you're just an asshole. You're an asshole. The other one was the light switch. That was the next one. Nothing will irritate me more than somebody that walks into a room, turns the light on, does whatever they need to do in the room, walks right back out the damn door, and doesn't turn the fucking light off.
There's a lot of people that don't do that.
Like, it's one movement, up and down, real quick. The ones that do that don't pay an electric bill. Guarantee you that.
Very true.
The third one was the door.
Closing the door behind you?
Yes. Very annoying when somebody walks in, whether it's your office or a room at the house or your front door. They come in, they just leave the damn door open. It's like you open the door, close the door. Not that hard. Pretty simple move there to make. The one I did yesterday was interrupting when you're talking. Like that is a very, like that'll make my blood boil.
Yeah,
if I'm talking and somebody interrupts me.
I had that moment yesterday.
I just want to like pinch their Adam's apple and pull it out through their throat.
That's been happening a lot more with the more and more Zooms that we do. I feel like, you know, people won't be on like the video and then it's just like everybody starts trying to talk over everybody at the exact same time.
Zoom and conference calls are kind of a pain in the ass with that.
Yep.
Because it's almost hard not to.
Correct.
You can't sit there and read a room. Like, you don't know when somebody's going to be done talking.
Yep.
You know? I kind of dimed myself out on that one because Yvonne said that, there's tendencies where I do that a lot, where I'll interrupt somebody.
No.
And I'm like, okay, all right, you know? The one that I was going to do today when I decided, okay, instead of teeing off on this one on Instagram, that's when I decided we need to do this podcast. So my one today that I'm going to start with is unsolicited opinions. Now, this one is probably in my top 2, maybe 3, if not the top 1. It is, nothing will piss me off more than somebody who consistently, I'm going to preface this, consistently feels the need to like give you their opinion or give you their advice, especially if it's somebody who doesn't have the knowledge base, the background, or the skill to do whatever it is they're trying to give you advice on that you do.
Yeah.
It'll irritate the fuck out of you.
It's like the backseat driver or the sideline coach.
Now, there is an exception to this. If it's somebody who is blatantly trying to help you, you need to be the one that sits there and listens to that and goes, okay, well, you know, is this person worthy enough to give me this advice? Meaning, you know, if I'm trying to think of an example. Like, if I had a clothing line and, you know, Dame and John came in my office and started giving me advice, I'd probably fucking listen to him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But if Joe Blow Schmo that has a t-shirt brand in Wilmington, North Carolina, comes in and tries to tell me how to build a clothing line, I'm going to get really irritated.
Don't you think this is what annoys most coaches out there?
Yeah, definitely.
That the dad or mom consistently give that opinion over and over again?
That's kind of down my list. I don't know if we'll get to it in this episode, but I call them crowd coaches.
Yep.
Nothing's more irritating than a crowd coach.
Yep.
So that's the next one, is unsolicited opinions. They're fucking irritating. Opinions are like assholes, and everybody's got one. And 9 out of 10 of them stank. The next one. This is another good one. Everyday positivity. Now, I'm all about being positive. But you know what I'm talking about. When you get on Instagram, and the very first thing you see every day is the same person going,
hey, guys.
Great morning! And they just, you know, like, it fucking irritates me, man. And I know that they mean well. I know they're trying to help. But it's just irritating. It's like, okay, man, Can I have a cup of coffee before you go blasting your fucking rainbows and unicorn farts in my face?
I feel like this is popping up a lot recently.
No, it's terrible. It's killing me. And it's always the same cluster of group in my feed, too. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, you guys are great. Great people. But let's... Can you have a bad day? Fuck. Can you just have one bad day? Is that too much to ask?
It's... Yeah, it starts drawing the question of, like, how real is...
Exactly.
Is that positivity?
Is this authentic? I mean... Probably 3 out of the 7 days somebody's pissed in my Cheerios. I ain't worth a fuck in the morning.
Right.
Ugh. The next one is another good one. Bass from a car stereo.
Yeah. Yeah, but you had to have done that in your
No,
day.
I didn't. That was the one thing I never
no
got
No systems in
I
your car.
I never
cars?
Had a system. I had a badass, like, Kenwood CD player. But I was poor, dude. I couldn't afford, like, the systems and, like, amplifiers and all that shit. I bet you had a system in your car that rattled the piss out of the windows going down the street.
That's, like, you saying just because I'm from South Florida, like, I wear a polo shirt.
I did. I totally just segregated you. Did you have one?
I did not.
You never had a system in any car?
I had a Nissan Sentra, four-door, maroon, non-tinted windows, four-cylinder.
It just irritates me if I'm laying on my couch and I can hear it. My street's hidden, so for me to be able to hear this, they're 2 blocks away. And if I can hear it, I'm like, dude, it's ridiculous. Especially here at the office, because if they go down this road here at the office, it rattles the whole front,
the music,
front of the building.
The music doesn't even sound good at that point. It's just all just...
How do you even know what the music is?
Yeah, it's just...
All I hear is thumping and windows rattling. Stupid. Dumb.
Agreed.
The next one, I think I've mentioned this on the show before. Mocha chocolates. Nothing is more annoying when you go to the coffee shop, Starbucks, wherever the hell you're going, and there's somebody in front of you that orders a mocha chocolate with skim milk, half and half, hold the cream. What's something else that goes in there? Foam.
And then like a little cinnamon on top.
Yeah, can you put a cinnamon twist on top? Come on. Like, I go to Starbucks and I order a black coffee with steam cream.
They're going to Starbucks at that point for ice cream. It's not even coffee.
Yeah.
It's just dessert.
Like, when they walk out and that cup is, like, 25 inches tall and there's 8 inches of caramel running down the inside.
Yep. Basic
chocolate's
coffee.
Flowing out the top. Whipped cream's busting out like somebody, you know, did that. And then they've got it all over their hands and they're in there slurping it like a Slurpee. It's annoying. Order some black coffee. Just drink black coffee.
And
put
cream.
Some cream in there.
Yeah, there you go.
You know? I'm even okay with some cinnamon.
What do you think about the people that, like, do the basic coffee but then go, like, 4 sugars? Does that drive you just as crazy? Or it's not as bad because it's, like, okay, at least it's 2 to 3 ingredients only?
It would make me cringe if the 4 sugars were, like, Splenda.
Yeah.
Or, like, an artificial sweetener. Like, the sweeteners that Yvonne and I use at home is, like, that... Stevia in the raw, which, okay, is that like a glorified artificial? Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not as bad, I don't think.
True.
You know, if I'm traveling, I just use sugar.
Yeah, yeah. But it all goes back to, yeah, mocha chocolates.
Yeah. Just way, drink some freaking coffee. Otherwise, just drink chocolate milk.
Or go to Sonic and get an ice cream.
Yeah. The next one might be a little hard for me to explain, but I'll get to it. And I put wannabe gurus. Now, yep. These are the, what I'm talking about, these are the assholes on the internet trying to sell you something or sell you whatever program that they're doing. And then you dig on them a little bit and they ain't done shit. They ain't done nothing. They haven't built anything.
What's the one you've seen recently?
I don't know if I want to name names.
What was the?
That might be bad.
What was the product?
There wasn't one. It was like a coaching, like a life coach.
Yeah.
I'm like, first of all, dickhead, you're under 40. What have you done in your life that makes you feel like you're justified to coach anybody?
In life?
Anyone.
I see a lot on like the coaching side of things, like people that are like, I'm a speed coach. And okay, you're a speed coach because you just like to do a lot of sprints with your athletes whenever they come work with you.
That's a thing.
Like, oh yeah, it's all specialized. So it's like, okay, but what makes you an expert at, you know, speed or sprinting.
Wait a minute, let me get this straight.
Isn't that called a track and field coach? It's the same thing.
They're out there marketing themselves as speed coaches?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. I wonder if I could be counselor of or like a coach at pizza eating.
I like
you think
it.
So?
I like it.
I could teach you how to fold the slice, eat the slice with
for
one
speed?
Hand. I mean, we could go for speed.
Speaking of which, you had a minor accident recently while consuming a slice of pizza.
I did?
And it was at my house.
Did I shit my pants? Oh. Well, that was on my... Dude, that was some bogus shit. Nobody told me that the fucking chair had a slice in it before I sat
I didn't see no slice
Three
in the
people
chair.
After I fell through this lawn chair sitting down while I'm eating a plate of pizza. Oh, yeah, I saw the slice in the chair. That's why I didn't sit there.
Boom.
Thanks.
Down through the chair, Don goes. Ass to grass. You want the picture? I think I still got it. We're getting off track.
Yeah, wannabe gurus, man. They irritate the shit out of me. There's a lot of good ones out there, but there's also a lot of ones out there that are trying to sell people shit. And it's like, all right, dude, like if I can see through this and I don't, you know, pay too much attention to online stuff.
Yep.
Come on. Irritating. The next one's going to get you fired up.
Me?
Yeah. Accountability partners.
Come on.
Now, this is just me. It's personal preference. It just irritates the piss out of me.
Do you think I like the term accountability partner? Or do you think I just like holding people accountable for things that they say and they don't go through with? Like, I don't know if I necessarily myself need an accountability partner or particularly like being an accountability partner, but I just don't like when people say that they're going to do something and then don't do it.
No, I can dig that. Listen, we've talked about this before.
Yeah, you and I go down this hole.
There's a need for accountability partners, so I'm not knocking that. But when people try to come at me with that, I get pissed. I get irritated. And it's just like I've explained before. It's like, you know, if somebody asked me, hey, did you work out today? Nope. Just drop it right there. Nope, didn't. I have a reason why I didn't work out. You know, if I was fucking wanting to be lazy that day, guess what?
But boom. But sometimes I like doing that just to get under your skin.
What'd you eat today? Whatever I wanted. Beat it.
And that it's comment just, alone was enough.
I just think that there's... I don't want to say this.
There's people that need them, like you said.
There's people that need them, but... Now the whole accountability partner thing has turned into a cliche cultural thing that people are trying to market.
Right.
And I think it's dumb.
Agreed.
Now people are going to lash out at me for that, and that's okay. But that's just my opinion. I don't – like I said, I do agree. There's people that need them, people that benefit from them. And there's sometimes it comes from a good place. Most of the time the people that do it right comes from a good place. But – it's irritating for me. Next one on the list. I think I saw somebody do this over the weekend. It's what made me think of it.
What you got?
People that play with their feet on an airplane.
Ew.
You ever been on a flight and had a girl who's got her knee like crossed over her leg and she's sitting there playing with her toes? Vomit.
Oof.
Just vomit. Like if you touch your toes on an airplane... I just want to smack you with something.
Yeah,
I want to grab my pillow or whatever, throw my hat at you. Stinky old feet on a plane.
That's too much.
You shouldn't touch your feet anywhere. Nowhere.
Shower.
In public.
Yeah.
I mean, never mind. We're not going to. Wearing a mask in the car. Come on. You're in your own damn car. You're by yourself.
You can even turn on the air circulation to
right.
Where it's only in your car.
I've gotten to the point now where my truck sits pretty tall, so I try to take pictures of all of them that I see. And then they're looking at me like I'm an asshole, which I probably am. But
and
if
you're
wearing a mask in your
you
car,
you can't tell me that you just forgot. I forgot to take it down.
Yeah.
No.
No.
You put your seatbelt on, put the car in drive, you're driving down the road, you know you got your freaking mask on.
While we're on the subject, before we move on, what is the weirdest thing that you've seen when it comes to the mask game?
I saw a mask, shield, and bodysuit. The white, like, painter's, like, HVAC suit.
So mine's similar, but I can one-up you on that one. We were in the airport. You'll see some shit in the airport.
Yeah.
You want to people watch right now? Go to the airport. So same thing. This lady had mask on, medical mask.
Right. Same.
Full face shield. Complete biohazard suit.
Yeah.
I'm talking hairnet, the whole nine yards. Her ears were covered. Nothing on this
one. She had the hood.
Yeah. Gloves, boots. I mean, I don't know what. I mean, she looked like Scuba Steve. It was all tied up.
Any goggles?
Then, huh?
Goggles?
No, she had the face shield on.
Oh, that's good.
One step further. Her freaking luggage was saran wrapped. Her luggage was wrapped in saran wrap.
Too much.
I'm like, where is this lady traveling to? If she ain't traveling any more than an hour, I can't wait to see what she looks like when she gets there.
Full sweat.
Jeez. The next one is pretty common. I think this annoys everyone. Chewing with your mouth open.
Yeah, come on.
If you're at the table and I can hear your lips smacking,
Or you're going...
You're an asshole,
Mexican
sure.
with your friends and gnawing on the chips. Like... Too much.
I mean, if it's 3 a.m. and you're bum ass wasted, I mean, I can't really sit here and say that.
You got the Doritos on your belly? Yeah.
Doritos are everywhere. You got like Cheetos fingers. And I mean, I think that's a thing, isn't it?
Then you can do it.
Yeah.
Not it.
The next one's a good one. Ben Fleming. No inside voice. I can hear you talk on the phone from clear across the building.
I think it's because for most of my career, if I was taking a phone call or communicating with somebody, it had to be on a loud scale. It had to be in deep volume. I had to get over some loud bass thumping in the background.
There ain't nothing more annoying than somebody talking inside, like screaming inside when you're on the phone. Or I'm like, dude, go outside.
Maybe I need to get my ears checked.
You're not the only one that does it, so I'm not singling you out. My wife's pretty bad about it at home, too. She'll be on the phone screaming. I'm like, we're inside. Or on a Zoom call. She's right here. Literally, right here. And we're talking to somebody literally right here. And she's yelling at the computer like they're 800 miles away.
Leaning into it.
I'm like, they're right there. They can hear you. You can whisper and they can hear you.
It's a good microphone.
Wow. It's funny. I'm going to keep rolling with these because these are funny.
All right, give me another
Next one. Vegans.
Oof.
Vegans.
We got one in the office.
Listen, I love you guys. No, they're vegetarian. They're not vegans.
Oh, that's right.
There's a difference. There's a huge difference. I love vegans. They're special. But sometimes, oof.
Too much?
Too much. You want to know how there's a vegan in the room?
How's that?
They'll tell you. They'll tell you. These guys are special. It's like, I can't even imagine that. If I had to eat spinach and plants every day.
How many non-vegan things have you had today alone?
I haven't.
Milk and the protein shake?
Yeah, but there's dairy in that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like how many like things have you had today that a vegan couldn't eat? You've had eggs?
Everything I've consumed today, yeah. There's nothing. Like, I mean, what are you going to eat? Some cabbage and black beans?
Some veggies.
Like, I want to know, like, a grown man who's a vegan, I want to see his blood work. I want to see his testosterone levels. I want to see his sperm count.
A lot of
like,
soy.
All that's real shit. Like,
a lot of
I
soy.
See it.
A lot of soy.
Ugh.
They got oat milk now. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have. I actually had a...
Have you tried it?
I can neither confirm nor deny the oat milk game.
Mm.
I'm always in the R&D process.
Yeah, you're giving it a run.
So we're going to leave goat milk or oat milk.
Oat milk.
Oat, not goat.
Yeah, oat.
I'm working on a little something, something.
All right.
But yes, I've heard of it. Next one. Not picking up after yourself.
Yeah, that kind of goes into like the, do you make your bed or not make your bed? Almost. I think it's very similar. People that don't pick up after themselves.
Dude, I'm gonna lose it on this one. Like, making your bed every day, first thing in the morning, I can see where people can argue. It's productive, blah, 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 blah. Nobody goes in my fucking bedroom but me. Usually 12 hours later than when I left it. So
you don't make your bed, but you do pick up after yourself because I've seen it.
Absolutely. I'm very OCD.
So that's one thing that doesn't bother you from like an OCD standpoint?
No, I don't. Because nobody goes in my bedroom but me and my wife. So.
Do you even give it like a toss back to the top?
Nope.
However you flip it.
My bed gets made once every 2 weeks by our housekeepers when they wash the sheets. Unless we have to wash the sheets in between. Got you on that one, didn't I? You got tongue-tied. Honking at an intersection. Man, that makes me want to literally get out of my truck, walk back to the car.
You don't like getting honked at. Do you honk at other people?
No, I don't. Because I know how annoying it is. I mean, unless they're sitting there, like if the light changes.
You give them a little soft tap?
And it's like 15 seconds later, I'm going to give them a little beep. Like, hey, man, light's green. But what I'm talking about is when you pull up to that intersection and that light's red and it turns green like almost instantaneously and the cars start going and somebody fucking honks their horn at you.
So you could not handle living in New York City.
No, I would turn into the biggest prick.
Your man, donuts in New York would probably just laugh at this.
I don't get road rage very often. That one will tee me off. I just want to be the biggest asshole in my truck that I can be. I'll get in front of them, slow down. I'll do everything to piss them off after that. All right, asshole, you're in that big of a hurry?
Note to self, everybody out there, do not honk at Don.
It just irritates the piss out of me. All right, next one. People that make out in public. I'm all about some PDA. It doesn't bother me. I don't care. Like, ladies, you want to put your hand on your man's crotch and give him a little rub? That's fine. I can look at that and be like, hey, yes, ma'am, and keep going.
Right.
Vice versa. Guys, you want to put your hands down there and she's enjoying it? Hey, I can look at that and I can walk on by. But if I'm walking by you and you're playing tonsil hockey together and you, like there's spit coming down and everything, like, that's like a train wreck. It's a little hard to like not pay attention to that. Well, I just would not go to a restaurant or somewhere out in public and make out with my wife right there at the table.
Right.
Now, if we're at a bar and it's 3 a.m.
Drinks later.
It's at a bar and it's 3 a.m. That's a little different. That's not public anymore. You're drunk. I'm talking about completely sober at the park or somewhere, you know.
Yeah. Walking on the beach.
Just get a room. Kids running around in a restaurant. I want to grab them little crumb snatchers, man, and throw them in a walk-in. Like, if you can't control your little demons that you're at the restaurant and you're just letting them run around, it just irritates me.
You don't even
have a comment, do you?
I don't have kids yet, so.
Well, I don't have kids either.
Yep.
But you've never had anybody's crumb snatchers come up to your, run around a restaurant you're sitting there trying to eat at?
I do.
Or screaming and yelling and throwing shit around? Like, control them little monkeys.
Too much.
All right. ILS. Invisible lat syndrome.
Oh, this is straight meathead.
Dude, you ever been to a gym?
explain it to people that don't understand what ILS is.
Invisible lat syndrome is your typical meathead walking around a gym with his chest puffed out, his arms flayed out like he's got a bag of groceries under both arms, trying to make himself appear like he's 40 to 50 pounds heavier than what he really is.
Know exactly what you're talking about.
Dude, come on. ILS.
You see that a lot in South Florida.
You see it a lot everywhere. Sun's out, guns out, ILS is coming back.
Yep.
And the next one is what we were talking about a minute ago. Crowd coaches.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing more. But I was coming up with a different version of a crowd coach. You're talking about like parents and stuff, like yelling. Pretty good. Yeah, that's annoying. It's annoying as hell. I'm talking about like when you're at like a pro baseball game, or you're like an NFL football game, even a college sport game, and the asshole behind you is sitting there trying to coach the players from 18 sections up.
Should have thrown it.
Yeah.
Should have thrown
it. I'm like, asshole, they're a mile away. They can't hear you. Like, you're right behind me. You're screaming in my ear like you're an NBA coach.
Yep.
Shut up. I'm trying to enjoy this game.
Agreed.
Now, if you're talking sports or you're talking, like, analytical or what you would have done, that's fine. But I'm talking about the assholes that are literally screaming and trying to get them to hear you.
Use your hands.
Right. They can't hear you. The next one may trigger somebody. I don't know. But I got toxic masculinity. When the hell did this become a thing? Am I late to the game on this?
Recently.
I mean, there's literally people out there that are trying to say that masculinity is toxic.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
This gets my wife fired up.
Are you breaking stuff?
I'm breaking the mic. We were talking about this, I think, with her the other day, right?
Oh, yeah, Lex. Yeah. I don't know. That's annoying, though. I won't even dive any deeper into that. But if you're somebody out there that's screaming masculinity is toxic, give me a break.
Too much.
Yeah. Here's another good one. Foreign letter tattoos. You ever seen these assholes?
I have multiple friends that have those. So I 100% agree with you. Like, some of them are in like Hindu and Chinese.
I'm going to get my name in Chinese letters.
That used to be really trendy a while back.
I want to smack you with a skillet.
Put it right there on the bicep or something.
Like, the only thing, the only full-blown D-back thing that I've ever did with tattoos is I have this tribal on my shoulder.
Right.
And I've regretted it ever since, and I'm about to get it redone and covered up.
Pamela Anderson had a tribal tattoo, so.
But I'm talking about, like, what you were saying. Like, I'm going to get my grandma's name in Hebrew on my neck.
And what's the first thing that you always ask them when you see that tattoo?
Yeah, what's that say?
Yep. And then you, like, go into the even deeper, and you're like, well, how do you know? That's what it says.
Yeah. Did you double-check that?
Did you make sure you twisted it and turned it the cursive?
Does it really say no regrets?
Yeah. Not even a single letter?
Dude. That should be illegal. It should be something that, like, tattoo artists would be like, nah, man, I ain't doing that shit.
Agreed.
It's America.
I think a lot of tattoo artists would probably 100% agree with that as well.
There's a lot of stuff that I know just because I have friends that are tattoo artists, and every time they come in or I see them, they're like, man, some of this shit, like, they don't like doing it, but they'll do it because
that's what's making money at the time.
Next one, skinny jeans. Holy hell. Scotty, you want to step out away from the camera?
He's pointing at me.
Where?
I looked at him.
The fuck did these come from?
Not really sure.
Like, I could get down with the skinny jean thing, but most of the dudes that are wearing them, they look like French fries. They don't have an ass to fill them out. It's like those guys that used to wear spandex. Here, I can add one to that. Spandex in the gym.
I don't know why I keep getting pointed at by our producer, Scott.
You ever seen these assholes that are in the gym?
Yeah, that's too much.
And they wear spandex pants thinking that they're like Mr. Olympia?
Big legs.
It's like, dude, my calves are bigger than your quads, so put some shorts on here, bub. You know? Skinny jeans. We need to terminate those. We're getting back into the cars now, and I got fart tube exhaust.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Humongous. I was in front of, or I was behind one today, and we were making a left-handed turn, and it sounded like it was a spaceship, like, taking off.
Yeah. Sound like a Honda Civic, and the exhaust has like an 8-inch hole in the back.
Exactly.
It's terrible. Sounds terrible. All right, the last one for today's show is still in the car game. There, you see some weird shit here in the Carolinas. Weird shit. But do you know what the Carolina curtsy is?
Do not.
I purposely saved this one for last.
Go for it.
If I ever catch Gracie with a dude, if she ever gets with another dude and this guy pulls up to my house with a car like this, I swear on everything, he ain't coming back.
What is it?
You ever seen those assholes with trucks and like SUVs that have the lower half lowered and they ride down the damn highway like this?
It's
like a reverse lift kit.
That's terrible.
Where the ass end of it's lowered, but the front half is up like this. Get the fuck out of here.
That's cool.
No. Well, yeah, I guess it's a trendy thing for young kids. Now?
How do you even
see? It looks dumb. Looks stupid. And these are the kids that, like, you know, they're riding. They have the, I don't even know what kind of haircut the hell haircut you would call it, but it's like the Carolina. I only see kids in the Carolinas doing it. But it's like they have the curly hair that sticks out the sides and the back of their hat.
The lettuce.
And they don't bend the bill of their hat. Their hat's almost like got a reverse bill on it like this, and they've got, you know, pubes hanging out the side of their head like this. And they've got, like, North Carolina flags on the back of their truck. And I want to say, look, shithead, the closest thing that you've ever came to a cow is when you stopped and took a piss at an Arby's. You're sitting here trying to portray yourself as this big country boy. The ass end of your truck is 2 inches off the floor, and you look like a pube head.
Damn. Now I'm going to be out there, like, looking for
these. You ain't going to have to look very long. They're everywhere. They even take it one step further. Some of these assholes put, like, lights underneath of it. And I'm like,
so they're kind of like hoopties.
You paid money to have your car look like that. Dumb. Well, I hope that was enjoyable. I've got a few more. We'll save it for another episode. We'll do, like, a
2.0.
Yeah, we'll do, like, a second round of these. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed that. And if you do any of those that we just talked about, guess what? You're an asshole. Till next time.